Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Opening to Ecstasy. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. You can find me at openlivenow.com. According to a study completed by The Sun, women spend an average of 2 years and 10 months shopping during their lives. Also, the average woman will buy 469 pairs of shoes in her lifetime with an overall price tag of about $25,000, according to the Daily Express. The average woman spends a staggering $50,000 on her hair over her lifetime, says thestylist.com. And according to hairfinder.com, by the time we reach the age of 65, we'll have spent more than 7 months of our lives on our hair. I'm assuming these are people in the United States that these studies were done on. Our guest today, author of Spiritually Rich and Sexy, Pamela Jo McQuaid, guides you to your inner beauty and riches. Pamela founded the movement Spirituality is Sexy, and this movement provides products and services to aid people from all walks of life in actively bringing spirituality into their everyday lives. Pamela asks the question, with high-powered racers, fancy cars, McMansion-style homes, designer shoes, clothing and handbags, diamonds and gold, weekly blowouts, manicures, pedicures, plastic surgery, charity lunches, benefit dinners, expensive vacations, do these make a person whole? Spending more time with strangers than loved ones, does this make a person happy? So Pamela has her own answer to this question of true happiness, and she's here today to share that with all of us. So Pamela, welcome to Opening to Ecstasy.
Thank you, Lynette. Glad to be here.
So I know from reading about you that your personal story has a lot to do with your movement, Spiritually Rich and Sexy. So I'd love for you just to jump in by telling us a bit about yourself and, you know, how you came to this movement.
Yeah.
Or maybe how it came to you.
Well, it definitely came to me, that's for sure. So, you know, I think when you read this and I'm laughing, I could hear you chuckling too. It's fun, but this is so important in today's society because the first thing I want you to know is I did not grow up with a silver spoon in my mouth. So I grew up in small town Iowa, very middle class family, you know, the typical what you think, you know, growing up, you know, in farmland and, you know, all of these things. So everything I've learned in my life, I've learned through, you know, my own adversities, my own struggles. And what happened and why this was so powerful in my mind is because I started realizing through so much of what I had been through in my past was that society measures us by the yardstick of vanity. And what that means is oftentimes, and I think this is both for men and women, but obviously the pressure is a lot on women to look a certain way, to be a certain weight, you have to live in a certain neighborhood, drive a certain car, all of these things. And so what happened in my life was that I had such experiences of where I personally was trying to fill the void within me with these material things, trying to, you know, here I'm a pretty girl, but I never felt beautiful inside. And you mask so much of your pain with doing all of the things that you mentioned. And I lived that for a long period of time. It was sort of like on the outside. I mean, people would look at me, and I was always sort of this judge where people would be like, gosh, you're such a beautiful girl. And, you know, I appeared rich and, you know, I'm pretty and I'm smart and all of these things. And yet inside, I was a train wreck. I mean, my life was completely going down the tubes. And so I lived this life of adversity and struggle that for me manifested in a lot of different ways. It manifested in cheating, you know, men, lack and limitations financially. I was completely lost spiritually. I almost committed suicide at one point. And through all of this, and this was decades, and what people don't understand, like oftentimes people have one or two experiences in their life. This was going on with me for decades, and it was all happening at the same time. I mean, there was no coming up for air, so to speak. I mean, and so I finally got to a point, this was in my 30s, or I think it was my late 20s. I say my 30s, it was my late 20s, where I just, you know, I was like, I can't do this anymore. I was so unhappy, and I was attracting such crazy experiences. And what I really started learning was, first of all, that I had self-worth issues. So I really had to start learning how to love myself and to come to grips with different things of how I grew up and what was going on in my household when I was younger that caused me to have such self-worth issues. So I'm certainly a person that had the example of looking like I had everything on the outside. I mean, at that time in my life, I was very successful in a corporate career. I had everything that looked pretty on the outside. And inside, I mean, I could hardly function. And it you know, rock bottom. It really got to that point. So the other important thing that I learned throughout this process was that, okay, so you start realizing that, you know, one day I really did wake up and had this epiphany that somehow I was attracting all of this in my life. I really, you know, and I wasn't spiritually trained. I mean, I grew up in a very religious background. In terms of spirituality and what you hold within yourself, I had no sense of that. I had to really do some work and some study in terms of how do I open up and what is causing this, because I certainly was blessed in that regard where my intuition was very strong. I was ignoring that, but I inherently knew I had the tools within to make the change, and I needed to learn how to do that. So the second piece that's so important is that I basically had to unlearn everything that I had learned. So, you know, I tell people all the time, what if I told you that everything you've ever learned was wrong? And it is so true. People kind of gasp and they're like, what do you mean? Because society has taught us so many things about the way things are, the way things should look. Well, who's telling us that? You know, and my truth isn't your truth. And so the keys to total happiness and joy and really locking into your dream life is getting to know you. It's all about you. Your job is to find the authentic you. And that's the journey that I really started going down here in the last 10 years.
And that's fabulous, and I absolutely agree with you. And the introduction, I had written some things that you had written out so beautifully on your site, and I've experienced this a couple times where the computer autocorrects, you know, a word without my permission. So I was reading it, it said high-powered racers. I'm going, high-powered racers? I'm sure that's not what it said. So that's why I laughed. I looked at it, supposed to be high-powered careers.
I was that woman racer. When you said that, I was thinking of her like, that's an empowered woman out driving that race car. I forget her name. You know, the NASCAR lady. I thought you had your own little secret NASCAR twist there.
Computer did. But yes, that's happened to me a few times where I'll start reading something on air and I'm like, that's not what I wrote. I can't remember what I wrote now, but it's changed it completely on me.
I like that, though, because that's part of my philosophy, women putting on their power pumps. You know, hey, racing towards your destiny. That's a good one.
Well, we can also flow towards our destiny. But I also was laughing because I just grown up on the Oregon coast, and I've actually gosh, from a young age, I think I chose to live kind of a hippie lifestyle. And so I've never done the, you know, designer clothes and handbags and diamonds and gold and things like that. I've been more interested in, you know, garden soil and trees and connecting with people, and have been on a spiritual path since I was really
young. I love that.
So I have friends that when I visit them, I just always laugh. It cracks me up because we, you know, I can see how they live, and you know, it's great for them, but it's just a different way of being on the planet than what
it is. And you know, you're blessed to grow up that way, and I grew up that way. I was blessed in the sense that, you know, I was in nature all the time, and it was beautiful, and I loved Iowa growing up and whatnot. Now I certainly have that side of me now that, you know, I love all the glamour and all of that, but you know, I had to learn that there's a balance within that, and that is not what defines you, and that's what I tell people a lot. It's sort of like, you know what, when things start breaking down, meaning you've lost your high power job that defines you, or your husband left you, or, you know, all of these things, oftentimes those are the big things that are happening to get you to wake up and realize your balance, because that can get out of balance very quickly. And I think because I grew up in a state like that, you know, when I moved to the big city, you know, it was sort of like I became caught up in that, for sure. I mean, you know, wanting all of this stuff that I never had before and whatnot, but what was happening was I had no sense of myself, and so I got lost in that, and just the whole unworthiness issues for me started unfolding, and it was good because it was the journey to empowerment, and that's where I'm at now, to be fully empowered. And what I mean by that is I truly know and believe that we all have inside of us the keys to the kingdom. We all have exactly what it is that's going to bring pure happiness and joy and the flow that you talk about into your life. And the minute you align to your real truth, only good can happen to you.
Absolutely.
But it takes courage, because oftentimes you have to break through these barriers of fear that are holding you back from really, I call it realizing your radiance, really getting to what it is. And I'll give you a great example of this.
Well, we have only a minute till break, I want that example when we get back, because that's such an important piece that people see, you know, fear comes up for them, and, you know, an acronym, you know, false evidence appearing real, and we forget that they're not real, and we all experience it as real. So that will be such a wonderful, important thing to talk about when we return from this break. So you're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. We have Pamela Jo McQuaid, the author of Spiritually Rich and Sexy, and when we return, she's going to share with us how to blast through these blocks of fear that keep us from our true path and our real happiness. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Condom selector.
ZO88 Zeolite, the natural and effective way to detox radiation, heavy metals, toxins, and pollutants from your body. High levels from Japan have reached the U.S. Remove these contaminants easily and safely by using ZO88 Zeolite Pure Powder Form. Order now and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit zeoking.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette. Radio for your body and soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Condom selector.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. Thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate everyone who's listening, and I especially appreciate Pamela Jo McQuaid for being with us. She is the beautiful founder of, and she's the CSO, which is the Chief Spiritual Officer, Oh, again, the computer's doing weird things. You know, I think I'm just not supposed to type stuff up ahead. So. But she had her own little title here, CSO, Chief Spiritual Officer of Spirituality is Sexy. So this is Pamela Jo McQuaid, and she's sharing her individual story and also the key to living a life full of beauty and richness, of true beauty and richness. She'd experienced, you know, she is a beautiful woman, and she experienced riches in the world and that lifestyle, and found herself just very empty to the point of not even wanting to be alive anymore, and just chaos and attracting, you know, men who weren't faithful and all kinds of personal pain and drama. And she came to a place of spiritual awakening and found that to be where her real riches were. And she is now very passionate to share that joy with other women. That's why she has this movement. And I'm going to be returning to where we left off about the fear and the blocks that can keep us from moving forward on this path. But before we do that, Pamela, I know that you wrote this wonderful book, Spiritually Rich and Sexy, A Woman's Guide to Becoming Infinitely Attractive, and that your book just won an award as a finalist for the USA Best Books 2011.
Yes.
Congratulations.
I mean, thank you. This is what God can do, I'm telling you. I mean, it's just like, you know, I made the comment before the break, and I want to say this again because it is so important and powerful. And that is, when you truly align at every level to who you are, which is being your authentic self, only good may happen. And when that happened to me, this is when everything started flowing. I mean, you know, this book award among many other things. And it's just, you know what, so many people, and I did for so long, there are so many fears and blockages and barriers because, you know, you see this truth out there, and awareness is everything. Awareness is consciousness. And when your consciousness shifts, your awareness changes and your truth changes. That's why I always say, you know, don't believe anything I say because, you know, you take from what I'm saying, and if it feels really good to you, you do it, you know, and if it doesn't, you don't, because what happened to me in my life may not be what's happening, but there are keys that you hear people talking about. Keys to the kingdom, I call them. Keys to, you know, how did I get from all of this struggle, chaos, and adversity in my life to living the life of my dreams, you know, because I always say, you know, if there's ever something that I leave people with is, you know, when you're little and you have these little seeds within you that were planted that said, you know, oh, I want to be this when I grow up and I want to be that. And those were seeds of truth, meaning you look back now and you say, well, there's no way I could ever achieve those dreams because, you know, I'm not even doing that. Well, let me tell you my life. I mean, I grew up, I went to college, I worked in retailing for a long period of time, I switched careers completely, went into banking for another 10 years, and I up and quit like a huge job in banking. You know, I was a vice president for one of the largest banking institutions in the country. I was doing very well, and I knew I was not doing what I was meant to do. So I went from, you know, a nice six-figure income to nothing overnight. Now, my husband, of course, did work, but it was not an ideal time. I had just had two babies. We had just moved into this big house, and I just absolutely knew I have got to change my life. I still, at that point, was not living my truth. And so now, that was only 5 years ago. Now, those 5 years were pretty vast in what I've learned and opened myself up to. But 5 years ago, if you said, Pam, you're going to quit your job, you're going to have this amazing company, you're going to get paid all this money to speak, you're going to have an award-winning book, you're going to do X, Y, and Z, I would never have believed it. And I tell you that when I set out, I didn't necessarily set out to do all these things. I just knew at that time I needed to quit and I needed to find myself. That was the best gift I have ever given myself. And it was not easy. I mean, it caused a lot of problems in my marriage. I mean, it was not an easy path, but it was the first time in my life that I really followed what I was getting inside, this intuition, this gut feeling. I've got to get out and I've got to find myself. And I went through a tremendous amount of healing from my past, from things that were just dragging my energy levels down. I had belief systems and, you know, you've got emotions and all of this stuff. And I was able to really examine that stuff and change my life. And so, you know, it's like, gosh, it doesn't take 5 years to heal your life. What I'm saying is for me, that transformation was so remarkable in regards to where I was to what I am now living. Like, you know what? I defied all the rules of society, which I said earlier too, that people, you know, society says we have to do something this way. We have to get a job. We have to work 9 to 5. That's the only way to make money. You have to, you have to, you have to. You don't have to do anything. What you have to do is follow your inner guidance so that it can lead you to your personal kingdom, your personal heaven, your happiness, your joy. And so that is so key. You've got to follow that voice. You've got to get in tune to the voice. You've got to follow that voice, and you've got to cut the ties to your past, all of those emotions and belief systems that are holding you back from realizing what you're really here to do and understanding you're meant to be happy and to be successful and prosperous and joyful. And if you're anywhere outside of that, you're not aligned to your authentic truth.
So for the women listening who may be in a similar position of whether it's a job where they're making a lot of money or not, a job mm-hmm. where they're not happy and know that it's not fulfilling their heart's desire and feel a calling for something else, how would you recommend? I mean, I know some women in that situation that definitely don't have a husband supporting them mm-hmm. and maybe do have children, and for them to leave their job and have no income at all would be really frightening, and they're not sure how to even start. So how do you recommend
yeah.
you talk about your authentic self and listening to that
sure.
voice?
Sure. Yeah, that's how I laid my book out. So the book is laid out with each chapter in the book is an actual step that you take. It's my personal journey. So how I changed my life are the chapters in that book. So even though I pepper it with my story, it's actually a how-to guide. That's why I named it A Woman's Guide, because it's actually okay. There are these steps you start, you know, you've got to get clear on what your intentions are. You know, what is your vision? You know, in a lot of my workshops, I ask people, you know, if the fairy godmother were standing before you and could grant you any wish, what would it be? And it's like you get deer in the headlights. People don't even know what they want.
Yeah,
so you've got to get really, you know, clear about your intentions. And then, you know, there are these little steps in terms of meditations, that's the place where you can really go within yourself and help. You know, that's your chance to listen. And I use God, it's creator, it's the universe, whatever you believe in. You get in touch with that within yourself. And then praying is so important. Learning how to pray in a way that, you know, like I pray in a way that's very gratitude. I think even gratitude is one of my chapters. It's, you know, I still do a gratitude journal. You know, training your mind to think in terms of what you have rather than what you don't have.
Yes.
And that's life changing in and of itself. And then asking, you've got all of the support of the heavens, of the angels, of, you know, we've got this huge spiritual team, but until you ask for help, they cannot intervene with your free will. So you can sit there and you can be griping all day long, but until you say, I need help with this, all of these spiritual helpers are right there at your doorstep waiting for you to say, I open the doors, enter my life and help me. And wham, watch your life change. That in and of itself is huge. So these chapters that I go through, you know, learning how to do an intention in a scrapbook. Then there's the praying and the meditation and the gratitude. And then you've got this piece that's so key. For me, it was the healing aspect, meaning I started seeking alternative sources of healing. I started going to energy healers, you know, and really learning about energy and how could I move out these belief systems and these emotional patterns from my childhood. How could I do that? And so, you know, I really went into it deep in terms of, you know, so again, each one of these steps, it adds up because all of this is a lifestyle change. It's what I call the body, mind, soul. It's living holistically. You're addressing all aspects of self. There's your mind, which is like your intellectual consciousness, so you're shifting awareness. There's obviously the physical body that needs to be taken care of through exercise and you know, good practices with eating. And then you've got the spirit, which I always crack up. You know, spirit always eludes people because they're always like, well, you know, if you can't see it, you can't taste it, you can't. What's spirit? Well, that's what you get up every morning. That's your spirit. Your spirit guides your way. And so through my journey, one of the biggest lessons I learned was that I was always getting messages.
Absolutely.
I mean, everywhere the universe is delivering messages. And I was ignoring my messages. I mean, I would blatantly, I knew I would get like this intuitive feeling about something. And every time I ignored it, something really bad would happen.
Yeah.
So I finally said, pay attention.
Let's pick that back up after this break. And you're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio, and you have Pamela Jo McQuaid. You can find her at spirituallyrichandsexy.com. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on WBLQ. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. Our guest today is the author, speaker, and master healer, Pamela Jo McQuaid, and she's on a mission to bring spirituality into the mainstream with her movement, Spirituality is Sexy. You can find more about Pamela and her movement at spiritualityissexy.com. So, Pamela, is that the best way for people to get in touch with you? And I know you also have a way for people to download a synopsis of your book. So could you tell the listeners about that?
Yeah. On the homepage of my website, Spirituality is Sexy, right on the cover of the home site, the homepage is a cover of my book. If you click on the cover of my book, it opens up a mini version of my book. So it gives you like a 17-page synopsis of what my book is about. So it's just a wonderful way. I speak on that, and you see some of my TV clips, and it just gives you a great idea if you would like my book or not. So take advantage of that. And then the book is sold as well on my website, on Amazon.com, as well as BarnesandNoble.com. You can get it on Kindle and Nook as well. So it's out there.
Fabulous. So be sure to go to Spirituality is Sexy and download the synopsis of the book, and you'll get to see Pamela and hear her speaking. And as you can tell, she's got a lot to share. So be sure to go to spiritualityissexy.com. All right. So before we went to break, you were just starting to talk about the huge shift in your life when you began to really listen to this little voice inside. So I'd like to pick that back up because I found that to be such an important piece.
Yes. Okay. The universe is delivering messages to us all the time to everybody. And these messages come in so many ways. I mean, people, you know, synchronicities, meaning you could be sitting there, you can have this sort of problem on your mind and thinking, you know, gosh, what's the answer to this? What can I do? And then you may even be listening to the radio and a song comes on and it is exactly what you've been asking for, or you're in the supermarket and you overhear someone talking about the same thing. This is the universe picking up on what's going on with you, and it comes in every way when you really get in tune with messages. And they can come in terms of like, I'm part Native American, so animals are very important in my life, and animal totems and animal messages. So I know that when I dream about animals, or if I see an animal show up, they carry certain medicine, I call it. You know, they have their own messages, and I have these beautiful animal books that tell me what I need to do. Numbers show up a lot. There are different books you can buy that Doreen Virtue has a great book. It's Angel Numbers, that if certain numbers keep appearing to you, that's a message. But for me, what was very powerful, and everybody has this, it's just your gut intuition. It's your intuition about things. And for so long, through all the chaos in my past, I would get, and I will be the first to admit, I was not listening to my messages. I knew I should not have married my first husband. I mean, that was all, but I did it anyway, and I did it out of fear and out of, you know, self-worth. Like, I guess at that time I felt like, you know, I was so desperate and wanting someone to love me and to get married. I basically said yes to the first guy that asked me, and it was a train wreck. And there were messages everywhere. My intuition was so strong not to marry him. And I talk about this a lot in my book, and I don't want to give the story away, but I tell you, it's a powerful story that I share about that. When I started really getting, you know, this is God's gift to me, this inner voice that's speaking to me, leading me where I should be, and if I simply have the courage to follow that, great things start happening. And if I tell you, if you just change that, your life will change, because again, it gets back to everything you need to know is already within you. If you only have the courage to follow the voice, because now let me tell you, as I went down this path, what I started doing became bigger and bigger and bigger, meaning that I was taking more risk, it seemed. You know, for instance, me just up and quitting a job like that makes no sense. And I tell people, don't go out and do what I did, because you've got to get in touch with your own intuition and your own guidance. But inherently now I can see why I did that, and everything worked out. And I really felt at that time that if I didn't quit my job and embark on this, that I was going to get physically sick. And I can see now that I really feel like something really dramatic would have happened. And so to really have courage to do, because typically your intuition, here's the key, it usually doesn't make sense. So, I mean, it's one of those things that takes a lot of courage to follow it, because typically it's something that really people are going to tell you, this doesn't make sense. But if you can really start changing your awareness and doing the steps that I'm outlining in my book, that intuition will become stronger and stronger and stronger. And if you can align to that, I'm telling you, good stuff happens, because that's that inner voice directing you to your highest gifts, to your highest truth, to really where you're supposed to align.
Yeah,
it's so key.
Yeah, it takes a lot of trust, because you can't see. Like, there's
exactly
that's what I was talking to you, sees the bigger picture, and you only see what's in front of you. And
and
like you said, if you don't listen, then you might get really sick and all that. And if you do listen, it's not until you look back and go, wow, it's by listening to that guidance that I got to all of the places that I needed to be and had these, you know, the yellow brick road unfold in front of me, but only by following,
right.
You know, and you don't see it until you have that trust and that faith.
Exactly. So true. So that again is just so important. And these are all the things that I'm talking about in this book. So people go, well, gosh, I don't know where to start. The book is where you start. That's why I wrote the book, because back when this was going on for me, I didn't have a book that I could turn to. I was trial by fire. Learning my way along.
Mm-hmm. Fabulous. Yes. And this book is easy and fun to read. It's something that somebody could just pick up, and you've got, you know, a great sense of humor and a sense of love and care through the pages. So, I highly recommend people pick up your book. So at least start out by going to spirituallyrichandsexy.com.
It's actually spiritualityissexy.com.
Oh, thank you. Spiritualityissexy.com. And get the synopsis and order the book, you know. I mean, just order the book.
But
get the synopsis and get to see Pamela there in not quite the flesh, but you can get a much more sense, a deeper sense of her, and she's fun to listen to. So we have a couple more minutes before break, and I was wondering if in this few minutes you could say a little something more about fear, because I know that this is something that stops many women, and you spoke about it before, but is there like a number one thing that helped you to step past the fear and into this place where you feel like you're in such alignment that, as you said, that only good things happen?
Yeah, you know, there is. Everybody has common themes, it seems like, that are running in your life. And for me, it was empowerment, total empowerment with men. And I started realizing that for me, when I would get married, I'm on my second marriage, that it seemed like I was handing over all of my power on a silver platter. Okay, I'm married now. Here's all my power. You can do anything you want to me. You can treat me bad. You can, you know, all of this. Well, in my second marriage, what started happening is I started realizing that I was doing that. I don't think I really understood that I was doing that at some level. And it started unfolding where I started having some of the same experiences with my second marriage, and I started getting wise about that, where I started going, you know what, why am I giving my power away? What is causing me to do this? And again, it gets back to my own deal about self-worth. And so what happened is I started taking my power back. And this is what I've really learned by this, and here's an easy way to distinguish that, because when that thought first came to me years ago, I didn't really even understand at that point how I was giving my power up. I didn't recognize it. That was sort of that internal voice telling me, you've got to own your power. And so what that means is that in every moment we're making choices in life. Every choice that you make, you're either empowering yourself, which means at a heart level, it feels right, the decisions you're making, or you're disempowering yourself, which at a heart level, whatever you're saying or doing doesn't feel right. So you are empowering or disempowering yourself in every choice that you make, every minute of the day. And you know when you're in alignment because what you're doing feels right and it's yielding good results. And it can be as simple as standing up for yourself in something very small, rather than just acquiescing and doing what the other person wants you to do all the time. And that was part of my thing. I had what I called the disease to please.
The disease to please.
I was a pleaser. And I learned this early on because I grew up in a household that was fairly chaotic. And I'm a peace and harmony person. And so I started giving up my power at a very early age. And I'm talking really in my young years. Where it carried throughout my lifetime. And so I would just please everybody just because I wanted peace. Well, what started happening was inside of me, I started becoming very angry, and I didn't know where all this anger was coming in because I was never owning my power. I was doing whatever somebody wanted of me so that I could keep peace. You cannot do that.
Absolutely. And we're up against the break here again. And I have found that to be true myself, that when you have anger, it's a sign that you've been giving your power away. And I love the way that you've laid all these steps out in your book. And again, the book is Spiritually Rich and Sexy. The author, the award-winning author, is Pamela Jo McQuaid. And we'll be right back with Pamela after this quick break.
Condom Selecta.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at anagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 925-337-5229. Anagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back to Opening to Ecstasy. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie, and our guest today is the lovely, lively, and fun Pamela Jo McQuaid. She is the award-winning author of Spiritually Rich and Sexy, A Woman's Guide to Becoming Infinitely Attractive. So, Pamela, you've been sharing so many juicy tidbits from your book, and I would like you to tell people again, for those who might be just tuning in, how they can get a little taste of your book and a little bit more about you.
Yes, yeah, so my website is spiritualityissexy.com, and on the front of my website is my book, Spiritually Rich and Sexy, and if they double click on the book cover, the book is, it's like an ebook, so it's a 17-page synopsis of my book, so it gives a very good insight whether you'd like to buy my book or not, and then you can order it right there on the website, or you can order it from Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com.
Great, and people could also sign up for your newsletter if they're interested, and that would, I'm assuming, let them know of any upcoming workshops you could be having?
Exactly. I do post out different workshops, events, when I travel, all of that. Yes.
Fabulous. So spirituality is sexy.
Yes. Yes.
Spiritualityissexy.com. You should go there right away and get the synopsis of the book, and will that also link them into being able to buy the book?
Yes, right there on the homepage, there's a link for Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and actually to get an autographed copy.
Fabulous. I'm lucky I got an autographed copy. So I know there's a lot of valuable information in your book, and you obviously have just a wealth of wisdom to share with people. But in this last segment, what, if you just have this last little bit of time, what is the one thing that you would like to share with people listening about being spiritually rich and sexy?
You know, it really boils down to this. I, for so many years, lived in a place of consciousness that I call hell. I really was. Hell is when you're in limitation, struggle, adversity, everything is pain, you're in fear. And I woke up and realized that I had a choice and that I could be in heaven. Well, so here I am. And the book shows you how to get from hell into heaven. And, you know, people ask me a lot of times, wow, spiritually rich and sexy. And it kind of throws a lot of women. You know, the sexy part, again, it invokes sort of that fear. Like, what is that? Again, society has trained us to view sexy as a bad thing. And you know what? It's about empowerment. It's about freedom. You know, it's about at every level understanding that you alone hold the keys to living your dream life. And how great to learn that there are actually these easy steps that you can do, that you can not only wake up in heaven, and I consider heaven a consciousness, a place that you're in complete flow and living your dream, where everything is easy. And it really, life can be that way. I never knew life could be that way because I'd been in hell for so long. But when I started waking up and saying, you know what, somehow I'm causing this and I can change it. And to then transform your life by doing the steps that I have in this book, you talk about empowering. I mean, I tell you, and to feel completely spiritually rich because it's an inner thing. I've painted the picture through this show that although I'm a pretty person, inside, I didn't feel beautiful. And I could not attract, at that time, any sort of ease or flow in my life. I had to do things to change to where now I know that I'm beautiful. And it's not because I have a pretty face. It's because I've got this inner glow going on, this real beauty in my heart that just opens everything up and it's just radiating everywhere. I mean, that's the magnet that draws everything into your life that you want. It's changing your energy. It's letting go of fear. It's being in this incredible place of love, in gratitude, in appreciation for your life. That is spiritually rich and sexy. That's what I'm talking about. Total freedom.
Beautiful. I love it. Again, you can find more about Pamela Jo McQuaid, the award-winning author of Spiritually Rich and Sexy, A Woman's Guide to Becoming Infinitely Attractive, at Spirituality is Sexy. Did I get that right?
Yes, Spirituality is Sexy. Yes.
SpiritualityIsSexy.com. And again, there's a 17-page synopsis of the book and some footage of Pamela, and you can also just get the book at Barnes & Noble or Amazon.com, and it's a fun book that's easy to read, that it's well written. Pamela speaks and writes well, and it's written with a lot of love and heart. So Spiritually Rich and Sexy, and Pamela just won this book, just won an award as a finalist for USA Best Books 2011, and you can get a regular copy or even an autographed copy when you go to spiritualityissexy.com.
Yes. Thank you so much, Lynette.
Thank you, Pamela, for being on the show. And I'm so happy for you that you went from being in hell to being in heaven. And thank you so much for guiding others so that they can share in that same transformation.
It's just been a wonderful journey, truly. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you for being here. I honor you and I appreciate you.
Thank you.
And thank you to all the listeners. I really appreciate you. If you weren't there, I wouldn't be here doing this. So next week on Opening to Ecstasy, prosperity coach Ellen Shapiro will join us to share her secrets to joyful manifesting. Now, I've met Ellen personally. We did a teacher training together, and she is so filled with love and wisdom, and she's had so much training and funneled it all through her beautiful heart. She has so much to share and beautiful sparkle in her eyes. So Ellen works with women that are in transition, who may be reinventing their lives at midlife or after divorce or changing careers or going through a spiritual shift. And you can tune in next week at 2 p.m. Pacific or 5 Eastern to Opening to Ecstasy, and you'll be getting guidance to clear your blocks to prosperity and success. Again, that's prosperity coach Ellen Shapiro, and she'll be sharing joyful manifesting. I'll meet you here again next Friday. Thank you so much for being here. Many blessings on your path.
You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for more of Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette. Contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.